Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him. In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and
widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Honor widows that are widows indeed. And also, I like to add, this show is always not just for widows, but also for anyone who are going through the journey of grief. Tonight, we will be talking about rejoicing and praising the Lord. Make today wonderful. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's coming from Psalms 118:24. That's something that I love saying first thing in the morning. Also, I will praise the Lord at all times, and his praise will be continuously in my mouth. So, both of these are wonderful to me. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And also, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise itself shall be continuously in my mouth. Regardless of how bad things appear, God is greater than any situation you may find yourself in. You may doubt this truth, and as a result, your life will be filled with fear and uncertainty, and each new day will be almost unbearable burden. Every day is a unique gift to you from God. What you make of it, it is your responsibility. The way in which you welcome each day, you depend on your frame of mind and attitude towards life. And that is very true. It depends on you and how the and you and the things that you do. If you do things negatively and think negatively throughout the day, that's the way your day is going to go. But if you try to think positively and continue to praise the Lord, your day will look better. I always, whenever there is things in my day that is causing me not to be able to function right or be agitated or whatever, I always ask God for divine order. Bring his divine order within this day, and he will make your way straight. You will see by the end of the day that the things that you wanted to accomplish, the majority of it, you will see that he came in the midst of that time and made it in order. Your frame of mind is not something that you have to leave in your hand of things. You can mold it into a creative, constructive power. You were never meant to be the pride of changing emotions and You may never meant to be very prey of changing emotions and circumstances. God has given you the ability to choose your frame of mind as well as the peace of your life. Therefore, you can be a happy, victorious life. It doesn't seem that way right now too many, but you can get to that point in your life. When you wake up in the morning, start the day on a positive note by praising God for his presence and his goodness. Then you will meet the day with a joy and expectation. Yet I will rejoice. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. It is easy to praise God when the sun shines, but when the threatening storm gathers and your prayers remain unanswered, when no one understands your problem, then it's easy to believe that God is no longer interested in you. Then praise seems to be impossible. Oh, yes, on many occasions in my lifetime, I could not understand how can I continue to praise God and feel the presence of God when certain things are going through my life, and I'm sure you feel the same way in your life. But God is still saying to you, praise him, and you will see the impossible. True praise is more than an emotion experience. It is a figuration, looking into the face of God and sincerely asking, Lord, what do you want me to do for you? You may find your answer soon. God may reveal to the truth about yourself that have long been hidden. Truth like an unforgiving attitude, ignorance, bitter, or other sin that you refuse to discard. There are times when we hold things in our heart that we've never released. Sometimes that can be a hinder in our life to go forward. Not just the things that we are going through at that particular time. There are things that we have gone through in life that are buried and need to be released before we can go forward. When your life has been cleansed by the grace of God and the blood of Christ, you will experience a cheerfulness that will make it easy for you to praise him, even in misfortune and disaster. Then you will experience and undiscreditable joy that will call forth sounds of praise from your heart. Glory to God. Yes, He is worthy to be praised. God is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness is no one fathom. Psalms 145:3. There are so many reasons to glory God, to glorify God. Not only did He create us and gave us life, but He provides us with our needs every day and places us in the community of His faithfulness, in whom midst we can grow to become the person whom He intended us to be. Above all, He reconciles us with Himself through Jesus Christ. However, David has none of the above mentioned in mind. Instead, he glorified God simply because He is his great King. God's position alone makes Him worthy of all the praise. Yes, He gave His only begotten Son for us. Yes, He is worthy to be praised. Moreover, David not only glorified the Lord, but bestowed his blessing upon him. When an overwhelming thought, a small measure of praise and blessing upon God when we fellowship with Him in prayer and worship. Reflect a few moments on how God reigns over the great universe. Then glorify Him because His blessing is upon us, the great King of all kings. Just think about tonight. It's dark outside. You see the moon. The moon is up in the sky at night to keep this, to put some light on the earth. Then when morning comes, the sun shines. Did man create the sun?
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God.
Did
great and greatly to be praised.
You know one thing? I don't know how that clicked on. I guess that was God. Because it wasn't me. I don't know how that music came on. I did not click it on. So I guess God wanted to get us our attention, that He is real. He will show up and show out and be and come in and make His presence whenever He needs to. So because when that music came on, I don't know how it did. My hands are on the telephone. One hand is on the telephone and the other hand is on this book that I'm reading from. So praise the Lord. But like I was saying that, and the sun shines during the day. Now, man did not create the sun or the moon. So it's amazing how God takes care of His people, the different things that He provides for us. He provides sun in the daytime for so we can have light. And at night, He also puts the moon there for us to be able to see. So, you know, if man has no ability for those things, just think that God is still loving us in that way, making sure that He provides light for us And you also provide light, not just in a form of a sun and a moon. He also put his love and light that he shines within us as well. He will find ways to show you that he loves you. He's not just saying I love you, but he provides for us. He finds ways to let you know that he loves you. When he put resources and people around you to help you through different things that you're going through. So just think about those things. He never let us go hungry. We might go without a meal sometimes, but he really doesn't let us go hungry. Before we fall, he will be there to pick us up. Someone has always told me that when you feel that you have hit rock bottom, that God is the rock at the bottom. So he will never let you hit flat rock bottom because he's there to pick you up. He's the rock at the bottom. So we must always praise him. Let me continue to do some other reading from another book. This scripture is coming from 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, 9th verse. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a particular people, that ye shows forth the praises of God, whom has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Your life is a song of praise that rises to God, your Father. He revels in your decision to take his hand and step out of darkness into light. It is what he has worked so hard to accomplish. It's why he sent his son Jesus to live and die and rise again. You are a trophy to God. You are his prize, the sure and certain reward of his great sacrifice. Each time you say yes to life, yes to love, yes to eternal value, you are praising God. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. That's coming from Psalm 9, 1 through 2. Your life is a form of praise. His Holy Spirit, who lives within you, carries them straight to his throne. Why are your praises so dear to him? Because you, unlike his other creator, your praises are not imminent. They are the free expression of your heart. You chose him when you could have chosen so many other. Lift your voice to him. Let bring him great joy by praising his holy name. I want to read a scripture from another. This is another one. This is Psalm 100. Give me a second to turn to it. And that's making a joyful noise unto the Lord. And I'm going to be reading this from the Amplified Bible. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. know, and this is the way to amplify it, know, proceed, acknowledge, and understand with approval that the Lord is good. Excuse me. It is He who has made us, not ourselves, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter the gates with thanksgiving and a thanks offering, and His court with praise. Be thankful and say to Him, bless and affectionately praise His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy and loving kindness are forever. His faithfulness and truth endures to all generations. Yes, He is faithfulness. His faithfulness endures forever. And there is there's so many different praises in the book of Psalms. There is some at the very end I like to read as well. Praise the Lord, bless. He is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in His commandments. There is, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that His mercy and loving kindness endures forever. The end of Psalms. Psalms is such a just a beautiful book in the Bible. The chapters that you read. And it gives you comfort when you need that. It's more or less when you need that hug from God, when you need to feel love, just pull out the book of Psalms, because it will definitely be there to comfort you. I will confess and praise You, O God, with my whole heart. Before the God, I will sing praises to You. I will worship towards Your holy temple and praise Your name for Your loving kindness and Your truth and Your faithfulness. For You have exalted above all else Your name and Your word, and You may manifest Your word above all Your name. Psalms, um, 140, it's the last three verses of Psalms. 146 says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will praise my God while I have any being. That's me. While you have any breath, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, it is my good to sing praises to our God. He is gracious and loved. Praise is comely and appropriate. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise the Lord from the heights. Praise the Lord, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. When I went to a women's conference once, they talked about praising God. Instead of always getting on your knees and begin talking about the things that you want Him to do, try praising Him first, and you're going to see a difference in your day. So start praising Him. God likes a lot of attention. He's a jealous God, and He wants you to always give Him the honor and the glory. Praise the Lord. Praise His sanctuary. Praise Him in the heaven of His power. Praise Him with his mighty acts. Praise him according to the abundance of his greatness. Praise him with trumpet songs. Praise him with lutes and harp. Praise him with tambourines. So when you see that in churches and choir members and other people in the church have that tambourine and shaking it, that's part of the instrument that God wants you to praise him with. So don't think that when they do that, I know they do that a lot in the Holiness Church, but you can praise God with instrument. He doesn't just want you to praise through your voice, but praise him with instrument. Let everything that has breath and everything that breathes of life praise the Lord. Praise him. So try doing that this week. Try without thinking about yourself, thinking about your problems or trouble or not feeling well or don't have enough money in the bank to take care of things. Just going through some emotion. Just start praising him, and I will promise you, you will see a difference in your day. So this week, focus on not just asking him for things, just praising him, because you know one thing? He already knows what you need and what you want. So when you talk, when you praise him, he knows that you're focusing on him. And guess what? He's going to start focusing on your needs. So just try that this week. Whenever you feel a little bit down, going through, I know the holiday can be very lonely. Anxiety can set in. But when those feelings start, just start praising God. Walking around the house and says, praise be the Lord. Just get your Bible if you can't think of enough ways to praise him. 100 Psalms, Psalms 34, first chapter, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall be continuously in my mouth. Just repeat those things over and over again, and he will definitely give you the strength that you need to get through that day, the week, the month. I mean, you know, like I say, make Christmas a joyous occasion. Think about that Jesus was born during this month and what God did. Planted him here in Mary's womb so he can fulfill the things that he wanted him to do. What a loving and amazing God. So instead of always feeling sad and lonely and have a lot, build up anxiety in you, just think about God. Praise him. Just praise him. Don't stop praising him. Just like it says in Philippians, pray without ceasing. Praise him without ceasing. Just try that this week. But I have a quick announcement. We are getting ready for our Christmas get-together on December 15th from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Hilton Hotel at Stonecrest Mall. Normally, that's where we normally go for our Christmas get-together. We normally have a breakfast there. They have all-you-can-eat breakfast. And we normally Christmas attire and sit and just fellowship with each other. And we normally do some sort of ministry for that every year. And this year we're doing a shoebox project where you're getting one of your shoeboxes and fill it up with toiletry items and decorate it for Christmas. And we're going to be taking those shoeboxes filled with toiletry items to a women's shelter with children. We'll be going to several women's shelters. So please bring your box no later than that morning of the the Christmas gathering. So please bring it then. If you can't, you're unable to be with us this year, please bring your shoeboxes before that date so we can be able to deliver it before Christmas. And let's bless these women that are trying to keep their life going, and this is our way to love them, and this is the way that you praise God, giving back, taking helping someone else to get through the Christmas holidays. Sometimes that will take your mind off of you when you try to help someone else. So I hope that you will be there on the third Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Well, be blessed and have a great week. And always remember, praise Him. Praise your Heavenly Father. I will bless the Lord at all times, and praises shall be continuously in my mouth. Be blessed, and we love you, and God loves you too.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Let us. Come, let us adore Him.
No matter, no matter, no matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now, I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Amen.